Okay, let's be honest. Every church tech director has experienced that stomach-dropping moment the live stream suddenly goes dark. It's the silent alarm that nobody wants to hear. But what do you do at that moment? Well, we're going to talk about that and more next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hello, it's the Church Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for being willing to spend some time with us. This is episode number 484. We are going to attempt to talk about when the stream goes dark, and we're going to see if we can get through a church tech 10-point crisis checklist. And my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Michael Gray.
Michael, I have a couple of questions I need to ask you before we get to this.
All right.
Very important. First of all, have you read all those books that are behind you?
Not all of those, because that's a fake wall. But I have read that many times, probably 10.
All right. Well, good. Glad to hear that. And then the other thing is, and I'll set the stage for this, because I'm going to do this because Steve and I occasionally get off track, so why not get off track with you?
Why not?
Steve gets off track on his cars and engines and all that. You have a Jeep pickup Willys project you're working on. How is that going?
It is as usual. It kind of stalls in the summer,
yeah,
because I can't provide enough air conditioning to make it where I can work very much in the summer when it's 100 and. Once you cross the threshold of about 102, you're into that 103 plus. You can work for a little bit, but then you just get so sweaty and your brain stops working in the heat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the nights here in Tucson aren't much better, you know, because you still have heat and all that stuff. So, and I know I've told you this, and we're going to get to our content here in a minute, but I grew up looking at those Jeep Willys pickup trucks, and they were built in the 50s, 1950s. I think it started maybe in the late 1940s, maybe. I can't remember.
47.
47. Is yours a 47? What is yours?
Do you know? No, I have two. The one I'm building is a 55.
Okay.
And then the other one that I have is a 51.
Okay. All right. But my dad worked for a coal company back in Youngstown, Ohio, and they had a couple of those. And I got to sit in them and play with them when I was really little. And then I got to drive one when I got a little bit older and could barely reach the pedals. And then, to prolong this conversation, when I was pastoring a church in Junction City, Kansas, somebody drove in my parking lot one Sunday morning with a Jeep Willys pickup truck. And I said, "Hey, I love that. That's great." He goes, "Really?" He goes, "You want to buy it?" He goes, "It's for sale." I said, "Yes, I want to buy it." And of course, I had no money. And he only wanted, I think, $2,000 for it. And it was in great shape. And so I called my brother. I think it was the Sunday afternoon. I said, "Look, Tom," I said, "there's a Jeep Willys pickup." Because he liked Willys pickups and Willys stuff and all that. I said, "There's a Willys pickup truck somebody came to my church has for sale." He goes, "I'll send you a check." So I told the guy, "I got money coming. I'm buying it." Check gets to me about 4 or 5 days later. The guy already sold it.
Oh, somebody else. I'm not shocked because that's a good price. The Willys of the 50s trucks is probably still the most affordable. You get one that are, you know, granted, I've seen some go at the big auctions for, you know, $250,000, but the average one is $10,000 to $20,000 still.
Wow. All right. So look, I if we haven't lost everybody by now, at least a few people. There's a few people. All right. So when the stream goes dark, we want to talk about this because this is a common challenge that if you do streaming video, it's bound to happen once in a while. And so let's talk about 10 points here. See how far we get about what we should do if you're streaming, if you're the tech person, if you're the guy behind the, you know, behind the computer, behind the live encoder, you know, and the pastor's up there speaking, or maybe even during the music or something, you're the person, you're the gal, you're the guy. What should we do first?
Panic. That's what run through the building with your hair on fire.
That's usually what happens, right? You know, the thing is, when you panic, it makes life tough because you're like, you're not, you know, the stuff that you know you should do, you don't always do, right? I mean, because you're like panicking, you know, and the brain hasn't engaged, you know, muscle memory isn't working or something, you know. So the point here is, Michael said panic, but he's being funny. It's actually don't panic. Don't panic. Communicate immediately. And we'll have the notes. We'll probably put the notes in a blog here. So you've got a blog.streamingchurch.tv. You'll see these notes here. So don't panic. Communicate immediately, internally and externally. So I'll cover the internal. You can cover the external, Mike. So internally, breathe deeply. So just take a breath. Take a few breaths, okay? And just try to get your composure and probably send a message to the people that need to know at the time. So, and I'm talking in the church. So, you know, I mean, if somebody's up there preaching, you're not going to text them on that.
Hey, but, pastor.
But you're not online anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But I will say this to that, Phil, and we've done a webinar in the last few months that kind of speaks to this.
Yes.
You have to have set something up ahead of time. Otherwise, if you have no mechanism to communicate with who needs to know, when something crashes is not the time to figure that out. That needs to be, okay, everything breaks. Who do I need to let know that this is not working?
Absolutely. So you should, and since you mentioned the webinar, you can always go to streamingchurch.tv/webinars. And it wasn't that long ago. Of course, this is 2025 or this is July, depending on when you're listening or hearing this podcast. But you can go and scan our webinars and you'll see exactly what Michael's talking about here. There's got to be something that you need to put down so that you can look at it right away and not freak out, you know. And I mean, it's tough anyhow. All right. So communicate, to the right people, you know, to yourself, relax. I know that's hard to do, but let's try to get some composure. And then, I don't know if I have it in the notes here, but probably if you have a video chat platform where you have live chat going on, you can certainly do that. Cause normally the stream might go down, but your chat's probably going to be fine. And so you can actually chat and say, hey, we got some technical difficulties. Stay with us, and we'll keep you updated. All right, so let's move on, right? So don't
there's an important piece there, and that's the external part. And that means if you're a streamingchurch.tv customer, that means you call or you instant message me. It's usually me on the weekend, but Phil and Steve also. So we're going to be there. We're going to help you calm down, and then we're going to help you begin to troubleshoot. And we're going to walk you through basically what we're telling you today, but go ahead.
We'll also look into it. I mean, we'll look into it, right? I mean, it's not
absolutely.
It's not we're going to go looking for
clues. Yeah. We're going to be on a clue hunt to find where the breakdown is. And with the amount of experience we bring to you, we probably can help you solve it in a fraction of the time. If you reach out and connect with us.
Yeah. And be patient with us because we'll probably ask you a lot of questions because that's at least I do, because it's the only way you can find out when you're troubleshooting something is to ask a lot of questions. Let's go to number two. So here's some things you can quickly do besides calling us if you're a streamingchurch.tv customer or chatting with us live. Verify your internet connection. This is usually the main culprit in these situations. And look, I understand that you may have fiber, that your internet's great and everything's wonderful, but even fiber goes down, right? Are you still with me, Mike? Even fiber can go down. Even your internet that works so well can crash and burn on you. So you need to check your internet. Mike is if you're watching us on video, Mike is can't hear a word I'm saying here. So I'll just keep on rambling on here. You need to check your speed. You can do a speed test. That will help you. You can do check your router. You can check your modem status. There's indicator lights on those things that can help you. But many times, that's the issue. It's the internet in many cases. And so you may think things are well. The company may tell you, you know, hey, you've got $150 million up. But sometimes that's not reality when something clogs up. I'm getting some echo from you, Mike, because I know you lost your earpieces. That's okay.
I lost my audio, a phone, a spammer.
I saw you
interrupted my...
I heard the boing, boing in the background. I thought, okay.
And ironically, on my computer, I can't turn it off. So I got to sort that next time. See,
all right.
I had a moment of crisis, but I didn't panic.
He didn't panic, folks. He didn't panic. He was playing with his ears. All right. So in case you didn't hear me, verify internet connection. So you really need to verify that, even though somebody may tell you everything's good. Go through the whole thing. All right.
Yeah. And just an FYI, having dealt with this often on the weekends, because you have fiber does not mean that you're going to get a consistent signal out. It very well, and it has in the past. We've had some buffering issues on settings, wrong settings or difficult settings, even with fiber.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Let's boogie on here. Mm-hmm. Number three, what to do when suddenly your stream goes dark. Check your streaming software encoder status. So software or hardware, your live encoder is what makes you stream. Well, so let's talk software first. But you know, you got OBS is something that you can stream with on your computer, Wirecast, vMix, or you could have a hardware encoder, which is Box. So many times you will get an error message from those devices. They can tell you a lot of things. It can be flashing red. It can be flashing green, depending on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have what's, especially on the software ones, you have a CPU reader. Again, the CPU on vMix is down the bottom. I think up at Wirecast, maybe it's up the top left. I can't remember. But if your CPU, your processor, is running like 70, 80, 90, or 100%, I always tell people, if it's running over 70%, you're in danger. Danger, danger. But you know, it can sometimes be overloaded for some reason, you know,
for sure.
And then that's when you start having issues buffering. Yeah. And
so one of the things, I mean, it's kind of like tech support 101. Did you restart your encoder? Did you restart your computer? All of those are pieces that then you take a next step. If it does have an error, for sure, you're going to need to do that. And then if you're unsure, I'd probably do it anyway.
Yeah, the encoder is really what makes it happen, right? And so the status is going to help you as you're looking to troubleshoot your status from your live encoder. And if you don't know where that is, try to do a little homework and find out where that might be. So if you run into that problem, you can look at your status on your live encoder. And also many of them have logs that you can look at as well. And you can look at drop frames and all those kind of things. So check that out. Check your streaming software, your streaming hardware encoder, whatever that might be. What's its status? Did it crash? Is it running? And see where that goes. All right. Shall we move on here?
Yeah.
Number four, confirm your stream key and destination settings. So this is probably one that where if you go to start streaming and you can't get online, you know, sometimes these things change. Now we just had a customer, he listens to this all the time, and we appreciate him very much. We just had a customer this week where his vMix settings, his destination settings changed. We don't know why. He doesn't know why. Something changed. And he ended up sending multiple streams to us. And because of that, it just was streaming at like 9,000 kilobytes per second.
Whoa.
And it was just crazy. And no wonder there was problems, right? And so
internet TV channel.
He was able to stream, you know, but it would buffer at times. He had good internet, but
that's
it would buffer
way
at
too
times.
Much.
So, I mean, that's one example of something that changed. Now, how did it change? We don't know. Nobody knows.
Sometimes the first thing I would look at is a software update. So software update may clear you back to default settings on what you're streaming. It's one of the magical steps, do you say, we ask typically if we get on the phone or chat with you, did you recently do a software update or a hardware update for a hardware device?
And in his case, he was doing ABR, adaptive bitrate, that we offer. Mm-hmm. And everything was fine the Sunday before, But then that Wednesday is when it all started. So something weird happened. So you want to really check those settings. And normally, if you have a problem, you can't get on at all. But in his case, he was able to get online stream. But then because of this, it's really complex to go into right now. But, you know, because of what I mentioned earlier, it's like it was having all sorts of problems. You mentioned update issues. Wirecast a while back did an update and people couldn't connect with us because of the Wirecast update. They had to back out of the update.
Yep.
To order to work. And it took Wirecast, quite frankly, a little while to fix that update. They fixed it eventually, but it took them a while.
That's one of the things that I always had for my team. Number one, never do an update that you don't do a test stream before the weekend. So typically we always said updates are for Monday. And that way you have the rest of the week to sort out if it's a bad update and you have to run it back. Then you need that time to get that sorted so that you can be up and running and ready for the weekend.
That's so important, isn't it? That's so true. All right. So let's move on here. So we're rocking and rolling here, taking some time here. So number five, if you're keeping score at home, is the source video and the source audio working locally? So what we're trying to say here is you might actually be able to get online, but you got a dark, you know, there's no video, right? Mm-hmm. Or you are streaming and then all of a sudden your video goes away. Or, as we have found often over the years, the audio becomes a problem. Either the audio was a problem from the start of the stream or it disappeared and then came back garbled and everything else. So you really want to do a check, obviously, before the service starts. Check your videos, check your audio levels. And then if something does go wrong during the stream, you know, you're going to have to figure out a way. And this goes back to your checklist that you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. You know, what's going on here? Where's my audio coming from?
Yeah.
Where's my video coming from?
Absolutely. If you don't have a map of that, you don't know where to chase the cables. It may be a giant rat's nest. You know, we've seen from highly organized, somebody who's compulsive, running the wire versus a rat's nest to where you couldn't find which wire went where to save your life. But if you have that map, then you know where to go check your audio and you can rule out some things very quickly if you have that map.
Yeah. And as we mentioned in the webinar we did recently, you know, it's great if you can label those things, label those cables, you know, that's so important.
Because I'll even plug stuff in and forget what it was. And I'm going, what's that? And I'm like, well, I did it. So,
Yeah. I have stuff here in my office that I've plugged in or unplugged to do something. Where'd that go? I can't remember. And also something that does happen from time to time, especially if you're streaming with a live encoder that is software based, like OBS or Wirecast or vMix or one of the other ones out there, there's a video capture device that normally all of those have to have. And the video capture device is like an adapter. So you normally can't just plug something directly in the computer when you're doing software encoders. You have to have a video. Sometimes those video capture devices just peter out.
The cheaper they are, the quicker they die.
They'll die on you when you least expect it or when you least want it to die. You know, it's never a good time, right? So video.
It's never a good time. And it's always when it's something very important that you're doing when it dies.
Yeah. So your video capture device could be a problem. And so good luck with that. No, but we can try to help you with that. All right. Getting back, here's point number six, I guess. I don't know, my glasses aren't very good. Check cables and connections. And this is beyond the Ethernet cable. Hopefully you're not using Wi-Fi when you stream, but you might have to, depending on your situation, we understand. But hopefully you're using Ethernet. But there are other cables that you might need to connect, and there are USB devices out there. So again, it gets back to what we were saying or what you were saying earlier. You know, you have a map, you have stuff labeled correctly. It will certainly help you when you're trying to figure out what the problem is. You won't be like going crazy, yanking wires and cables all over the place. So check your cables, check your connections, and really have a good idea. It's always a good idea to kind of review that stuff too. And I know it's busy, right? There's always stuff going on, you know, and like, I don't have time to check, you know, my connections ahead of time, but you really should at least take a look at them so you know what's going on. Loose physical connections, right? Often overlooked.
Yep.
All right. Shall we boogie on here?
Yeah, number seven.
All right. What's number seven?
Monitor your network traffic.
Yeah. This is a little more complicated. This has to do with what's going on in your church, you know, your router. I mean, do you have a lot going on in your church at the time you're streaming? Some churches do. Some churches have a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so I think you were dealing with somebody a while back that was streaming, but then somebody else was uploading large files to Dropbox.
Yeah. You know, one of the most common circumstances of that happening, Phil, is maybe you're in a larger organization and somebody's over on a computer making background graphics and text overlays for the sermon, and they're uploading all of that stuff to Dropbox or Microsoft or whatever in their online storage during the service, and then it crashes the stream.
Yeah. And this happened to two different customers. I think that if I remember right,
numerous times we've had uploading and downloading crash a stream.
Yeah. So we always recommend, you know, hey, tell people when you're streaming. I mean, they know the service is going on, but please ask them to wait until after the streaming is done.
Yeah.
Or before, but make sure it's not happening during your live stream, because if there's a lot going on in your church and they're all using the same network, it can spell disaster. And we've seen it
devour your stream, and then, you know, you're in trouble. So we had some pretty hard rules in that, you know, pastors in the office stay off the computers during the live service. Find something else to do, just don't do it unless you have a secondary network. One for work and one for streaming.
Right. Stop checking your fantasy football team.
Whatever it is. Stop watching a football game, whatever it is that you're doing online, because you're crashing the stream.
Yeah. Nobody would do that, would they? All right. So Mike and I live in the real world. We were both on staff, well, at the same church, and I was doing other churches as well. We both know. We both live in the real world when it comes to ministry. We know. Anyhow. All right, let's not go there. So let's see. Number eight in our little scorecard here. Have a pre-recorded backup or static downscreen ready. This is, you know, I don't know. This is a possibility. If you had something else you could stream using Facebook or YouTube, you could certainly do that. We do have some churches that have had some issues and they've just popped over to YouTube or Facebook. You know, it's something that you could certainly do. You certainly want to make sure, and this is not in the notes here, but I'll say this anyhow, and that is, if you're streaming, you should always stream a local copy of your service. So what I'm getting at is, you're streaming live, something happens, is there an internet issue or something? And then we also offer on-demand server recording. We offer that, and many times that goes great, but occasionally there can be a glitch in the network, or something goes wrong at the church, or something between us and them, and so the file is corrupted. So if you are recording locally as you stream, that means you're saving a copy on your local computer or the local live encoder, you can always take that service and upload it to your Media Vault later, and it will, at least, you know, you won't have this issue of, oh, we lost the whole service, and sorry folks, if you couldn't see it, you're up a creek without a paddle. So if
you have recorded sermons with us, another thing that we always did is we had one in the can. We had one recording that if everything crashes, let's say the internet goes out in a whole section of the country, we were able to, if you've got that already online, you can set up a simulated live service, stream that recording as if it was a live service so that you still have a service going out that day.
Yeah, that's available for streamingchurch.tv customers. And I'm sure some other companies have that too.
Sure.
But yeah, that's it. So anyhow, I just want to emphasize, make sure you have, if you're streaming, you should always record it locally. And it just because things happen with the internet. And I mean, it could be us. Most of the time it's not us, but it could be us, or it could be something in between us, and those kind of things happen. All right, we're running out of time here. Number nine, consider a backup stream location. This is, I guess, I got ahead of myself earlier.
Yep. You kind of already talked about it a little bit.
Yeah. YouTube, Facebook, you could do that. We're actually going to offer a service for people that we will manage their Facebook stuff, and mm-hmm. We'll help them get really some more realistic stats and analytics. And so we're going to launch that pretty soon where we will help you with your Facebook stream. And so stay tuned for that. But it, you know, YouTube, Facebook, they're free and they have pros and they have cons. And we've devoted a lot of time to both. And so there are some negative stuff and there's some good stuff to it as well. So, all right, one more. Document the failure. Number 10, document the failure. And the post-mortem analysis. So again, when you're troubleshooting, please, if you can, make quick notes as to what happened. Or if you can't do it as it's happening, try to remember and do it afterwards, because that will help solve the problem eventually. Make notes.
Eventually, try to make notes. Yes. Yes.
Document.
And if you don't document it, you're doomed to repeat it. Meet with the team, say, here's what happened, here's what we're going to do next time, and here's the plan, and you push this button and it fixes everything.
And we know, you know, as we just went through this list, we know when something goes wrong, you know, there's a lot happening, but that's why we said at the very beginning, don't panic. Easier said than done. But try not to panic and try to breathe and try to keep your wits about you. And realize, you know what, it's a live stream, but it's just a live stream. Life goes on, and we can fix this eventually. So try, you know, we have a joke around here. Our CEO and founder, Steve Lacy, wonderful guy, great guy. I give him a hard time all the time, but he's a wonderful guy. When something goes wrong, he himself will admit, he goes, I go into panic mode. I have a panic attack. And I understand that I have anxiety issues. Sure. I usually don't go into a panic attack, but I do have anxiety issues from time to time. So we understand, you know, it's tough. Ministry's tough. And when things go wrong, you know, and you've experienced it, Mike, when something goes wrong.
Steve just has PTSD, post-traumatic stress from COVID.
Oh, so, from the COVID time when 2020,
meltdown happened,
everything was crashing.
Every server on the planet crashed in those first few weekends. It was so massively chaotic that I think he's got a little bit of a tick after that.
Yeah,
crazy time.
We've done really good over the years, and even before that, we've done really good. I mean, occasionally something weird happens. I mean, even the best of them, Amazon's crashed, Google's crashed. You know, I mean, it does happen. But yeah, hey, it's tough. So I brought him up just to highlight the fact that we understand it's a tough deal sometimes, and we know that it's hard, but we want to try to help you. That's why we're here. And even if you don't use streamingchurch.tv, we want to try to help you any way we can. All right, Michael, we're out of time here. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me an update on your Willie's Jeep project.
You betcha. Happy to do so.
Okay. Well, we'll get you back again so we can find out other stuff you've done. So folks, all kidding aside, we are grateful for you. And if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions Podcast, we'd encourage you to do so. You'll never miss an episode. And if we can help you, if anything, please reach out to us. Have any questions about this or anything else, just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. He's Michael Gray. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.